Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And, you know, Greg Lesher suggested that we talk with John B. Wells, veteran broadcaster. And so he's going to be on with us in a couple weeks. And we're going to be talking about preparedness. And what I don't know is who's going to be interviewing who. I don't know. But maybe we will take turns. So it'll be on a Tuesday. Not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. Hour number two. John B. Wells on USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, and we're going to be talking about Civilization in Collapse, Part 2, second class in the series Civilization in Collapse. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm just, you know, just working on the farm, working, and trying to get everything as best we can as for our campers who are starting to book more and more here at Natural Farms. They want to come see what it's like in the middle of nowhere and what our lifestyle is like, yours in Australia in the middle of nowhere, off-grid, and ours. And I guess it's starting to work. You know, you might want to consider that, Gwyneth.
Yep. By the way, the John B. Wells interview sounds like it's going to be a real banger. That's how the young kids talk, apparently. That means it's really good. If something's a banger, it means it's good.
Yeah, well, he is into preparedness as well. And so it's a great fit. It really is.
Yep. I think that everybody... the whole point of this broadcast classroom is preparedness. And the reason why is because very soon, very, very, very soon, and in many places it's happening now, it's all going away. Everything is going away. And you need to be prepared for that day. You need to have your own food supply. That does not just mean stored food, because I'll tell you something that has happened here in the last month or so. Rats. I mean, the rats has been an ongoing thing for a few years. But just lately, just the last month or two or three months, there has been a population explosion in rat numbers around here. And I mean, I've got a baiting program going, which is working, but it's a battle. And I think that it's a battle that I'm winning, because a month ago, it would have been non-stop, the sound of rats running through the ceiling, fighting, and so on. And tonight, there's basically very little sound. There's a few of them running around, but not anywhere near as many as there were. And they got into the food stores somewhat. And you can't kick them out unless your food is stored basically in a stainless steel keg. And stainless steel kegs are quite expensive. That's it. So you can't rely on stored food. You have to know how to grow food. And even if you're growing food, if you get something like a rat explosion, they might even get into your vegetable garden, which is what they did with me. And that was the last straw for me, was they got into my onions. And I flipped out when they got into my onions. And I swore eternal vengeance on them. Because onions are something that are a precious delight. Actually, they're Welsh walking onions, which are a type of shallot. And some of them might regrow. Some of them have been dug out of the ground and demolished. Fortunately, I've got thousands of them, but eventually the rats would get to all of them now that they've discovered how good they taste. And shallots and onions just taste great. And you know something, Vincent? They were even eating my soap. Could you imagine that? I've had to store my soap in old corned beef tins. Because, you know, made into a little soap box. So you get I would get cans of corned beef and spam and such like in food parcels sometimes. I don't eat spam because I don't trust it. But corned beef, maybe. Although it tastes like dog food. So if I get cans of corned beef or jerky goes in the soup. But if I get cans of corned beef or spam, they get fed to the dogs because a lot of the meat comes from China and it says pork on the tin, and the Chinese have been, there's been this rumor going around on the internet of what the Chinese have been doing with their political prisoners, and it's impossible to tell butchered up human flesh from pork. And I've known that my entire life because I grew up amongst the Maori in New Zealand, and they were a former cannibal tribe. And they told me that, and I've since heard from numerous sources that it's impossible to tell butchered up human meat from pork. So I don't trust spam, because I know that the pork in commas comes from China, and I know that the world's wholesale pork market has been corrupted. So I'm not saying that Hormel Foods is doing this, that's the company that makes spam. I'm not saying that they're doing that deliberately or that they even know about it, and that's my opinion. But I'm saying that people should be leery of processed ham or pork products. Anyway, it's getting really, really bad out there. There's something happening with the money. It's going away. And when it does, I've been watching a lot of videos that I've downloaded to my phone about people who are having problems because their property taxes are going through the roof, their energy expenses are going through the roof, their food expenses are going through the roof, they're having to rely on handouts of clothing. They're living in their cars. Their accommodation expenses are going through the roof. This is a saying that we have here in Australia. Going through the roof means heading for the sky, which means going up and up and up and up. And people need to figure out how to do all of the above food, clothing, accommodation, what to do about your property taxes. I can't give advice there, but I have a recommendation based on what I do, and that is fight the municipality on it because it's fraud, because freehold title is absolute. But I can't give legal advice. And, you know, just anything that you pay cash for now, what are you going to do when there's no more cash for that? What are you going to do for your food? What are you going to do for your accommodation? What are you going to do for your transport needs? Does that make sense, Vincent? We've got to all be...
One of our instructors... is an information technology consultant. And he travels. And he was traveling, and he went to pay cash for a hotel room. And the desk clerk advised him that because of COVID, we don't take cash. And then he said, right after that, someone came up to the desk clerk and wanted to buy some detergent for the laundry machines that were at the hotel. So you can buy your detergent right from the desk. And they accept it, they charge a dollar for it, and they accepted a dollar bill. So right then and there, our instructor realized that this is interesting. They can't take cash because of COVID, but they can take cash for the laundry at the same location at the front desk. And he wanted to know why that was. And he thought that it was because if someone were to damage the room, there would be recourse on a credit card. And that's exactly correct. And that's what I said to him this morning when I responded in the email. So cash, if you want to rent a car, Greg Lesher had a lot of problems trying to rent a car and paying with it with cash. Credit card, no problem. Cash doesn't seem to work. Same thing with a hotel or motel reservation. So there are reasons why cash is being pushed away from us. And it's funny, not funny, it's interesting how we all seem to come up with the same kind of questions and information at the same time and thoughts. And so Arjun was the guy who discovered this cash issue. Gwyneth has figured it out. I've figured it out. The instructors have figured it out. And the idea is cash does something that no other form of medium of exchange does. And that is it settles the transaction right then and there to the penny, completely settled. So you can pay $10.98 and settle that transaction, get the change, and be done with it. You've got the goods, they have the currency, and it's settled right then and there. Now, with a credit card, it's not settled right then and there. The transaction is settled a month later when the statement is paid. If you use gold and silver, how do you get to that $10.90-something cents. How do you do that? That's a problem. So it's hard to settle it exactly with gold and silver, unless you just say, oh, I'll just keep the change. So if you barter, how do you barter two chickens for a piece of wood? Unless it's an even trade. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, I believe you're mentioning that it's indistinguishable human flesh from pork. And I remember talking with a Native American about pork, and he mentioned the term long, L-O-N-G, pork.
Yeah.
Long pork was purportedly something that Christopher Columbus was involved in shipping back to Europe. And long pork was Native American bodies that looked like pork that were shipped back to Europe as food, as I remember it. Have you heard of anything like that?
That's, funnily enough, that's what the Maoris call it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it has to do with the fact that the human ham is a lot longer and thinner than the porcine ham. Okay, that means the thigh. And basically, unless somebody is really, really, unless you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, just people, there may not be a lot of meat on them other than the thigh, really. That's, Unless you're Arnold Schwarzenegger or built like that, because the upper body, I'm looking at myself. My arms really don't. Although they're, I'm quite wiry, and a lot of people back in the day, they didn't carry a lot of weight around in their upper body, especially if they were women. But They were wiry, and they were all muscle. And the muscle that they were was not a lot of excess bodybuilder muscle. It was thin, and it was lean, and it was easy to carry, and it was strong. But there wasn't necessarily massive amounts of it. But the thigh is something that does have a lot of muscle. It is the biggest muscle mass on the human body, and I think that's what might have been getting shipped back to Europe. And that's certainly something that happens in the collapse of civilization. It happens every time there's a collapse of civilization, just about. And so don't eat the pork. Do not eat processed meat, because you honestly cannot tell the difference between human flesh, pork, once it's sliced and diced and been through the meat grinder. That's just the unfortunate truth. You cannot tell the difference. And if I get a food parcel and it has spam in it, I feed it to the dog. I was at a quandary of what to do with it, my conscience. And my conscience spoke. That's the Holy Spirit spoke and said, it'll be fine to feed it to the dogs. It doesn't matter, but don't eat it. I said, all right. And so I went with my conscience. That is the Holy Spirit speaking in my heart. And, I would like to really stay focused today on money and what it looks like when the world's money systems go away. That was my cup. Sorry. I put on a wire and the wire broke a cup. It tipped a cup off a bench or a window sill or something. That's my cup. Yeah.
Can we talk about rats, go back to rats for just a few minutes, because rats is another indicator of decline of civilization, right? More rats. And the mayor of New York City a couple weeks ago announced that he has named a person to be the rat czar. I am not kidding, class. Kathleen Corradi, C-O-R-R-A-D-I, is the newly appointed New York City rat czar. Czar as in Caesar, as in charge of the rats. She's going to be paid $155,000 a year. I'll tell you a little bit more about
this. Dr. Wallach says we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. President Biden and the First Lady will host a state dinner for combatant commanders in the state dining room. That'll be taking place at 6:30 this evening. It's also Fed Day. Central bank officials are expected to announce another rate increase at 2 p.m. Eastern. Officials say it's the fastest series of rate hikes in 40 years in an attempt to curb inflation. Texas authorities say the illegal immigrant suspected of killing five of his neighbors with an AR-15 rifle in their Cleveland, Texas home was taken into custody in Montgomery County last night, ending a days-long manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national, whom authorities named as a suspect in Friday's shootings, was taken into custody without incident. The arrest took place about 17 miles west of the murder scene. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul last night after the arrest.
We don't let up.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my when you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So just back to the rats for a few minutes, class. So when civilization is in decline, rats start flourishing. And that's because the trash isn't picked up, the trash isn't, there's waste, too much waste. People don't care about where they throw out food. And the rats come. And when we lived in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia, the county decided that a really good use of land in a black village where the blacks seemed to be concentrated in the county that I lived in, the county administration decided they were going to put a dump on top of an aquifer in this particular black village. And I resented it. I went ballistic, and I was the tip of the spear to fight it. And we fought it, and we beat it. But what people didn't realize is that trash comes in trucks, and it wouldn't be, if you have a large landfill, as they call it, they scoop out the land, and they put trash in it. And that trash can be hospital waste, it can be euthanized animals, it could be carcasses of dead animals, it could be toxic metals, radioactive metals, and eventually it leaks into the ground. And even if they put a liner, eventually the liner fails. And the rain that seeps to the bottom of the ground that's covered up the trash, the washing machines, the dryers, these sharp pointed objects poke through the liner, and the liquid just by gravity goes lower and lower and lower until it hits the aquifer, and then you get to drink it. Well, that's one component of a landfill. Another component is trash is brought in by trucks. It's also brought in by trains and barges if you're on the water. Well, they were going to bring in trash from New York City and other large cities. And my concern was the rats. I mean, just one of my concerns was the rats that would hop on the train cars because they were looking for food, and the train cars would be filled with trash. The rats would hop on and take a ride from New York City to Virginia and be dumped in our county. And they would multiply like they've been fertilized. And so this is an example of desperation in New York City. It's also an example of what I would consider corruption. So New York City, the mayor appointed this gal. She is not a veterinarian. She is not a behavioral scientist. She has not studied rat behavior, but yet she's in charge of rat mitigation at $155,000 a year, and she's going to oversee a $3.5 million program called the Harlem, New York City, Rat Mitigation Zone. $3.5 million project for one small part of New York City to eliminate rats. And this gal she's a former elementary school teacher.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You've got to be kidding me.
No.
You know, something. I have been, there's always been a relatively, we had a pair of cats here, and they got old and they died. The cats have gone away. The rat population's been creeping up. The last 3 months or so, it went boom. It exploded. And that's what rats do. And I was speaking with my son, and he works in a local food manufacturing plant. Both of my sons work in this food manufacturing plant. And they say, Mum, it's not just you, they're everywhere. It's everybody's got them. They live in town, and they work at this local food factory, and they say it's an ongoing problem for them at the plant, at the factory. And shall I tell the class my solution, Vincent? Because it is working here.
Sure.
Okay. I had a problem. What I really wanted was a pair of kittens, a boy kitten and a girl kitten. And I knew that if I got them young, that I would be able to introduce them to my dogs as puppies and that the dogs would accept them. otherwise, the dogs wouldn't necessarily accept them because they're all Jack Russells and Jack Russell crosses. And they are epigenetically programmed to reject small furry things as prey or accept, to accept small furry things as prey. And the one exception is puppies because they're females and most of them, three out of the four of them have been mothers. And the one that hasn't been a mother is still, you know, probably just under a year old. So not old enough to be a mother yet. They know what puppies are. And, but what that's what that would be the ideal solution. But I didn't want to bait with warfarin-based products because they can leave carcasses lying around. If the dogs find a rat carcass and it's a bit woofy, a bit rotten, they're going to eat it. And if that is a carcass that has been laced with warfarin, for example, or some other rat poison, then it's going to kill the dog. There's no two ways about it. And I didn't want to do that. And I was, you know, thinking about this, and I was going online on, you know, sort of discussing this issue of, like, what are people doing? And people were saying, oh, well, you know, just get the rat bait anyway and the dogs will be fine. I knew that it wasn't the case. The dogs won't be fine. They will find the carcasses. They will eat the carcasses. And they will get secondary poisoning. And if I did that, I was going to lose dogs. So I was looking for another answer, and I came up with it, and this is it. If you get equal parts of baking soda and some type of flour-based substance, it could be flour, it could be corn flour, it could be... what I'm using is pancake mix at the moment because it's a little bit sweet. It's buttermilk pancake mix. I had a packet of it came in with a food parcel, and I could have made it into pancakes, but I thought, no, I'll give the rats a special treat. So 1 spoon of buttermilk pancake flour mix and 1 spoon of baking soda. Mix it up and put it in a bait station, which I make from cutting open. I'm not sure how it is in America, but they have this, a lot of butter in Australia comes in these high density polyethylene tubs. Okay, and I don't like throwing things like that away, so I had a stash of these tubs that the butter was coming in, and I got the tubs and I made a little cut, probably about an inch square and about an inch from the top of the tub and about an inch from the bottom of the tub. The tub's about 2 inches high. And I thought to myself, these tubs are going to come in handy for something one day, and so I put them aside. And I kept them, and sure enough, they have. And you put the bait inside that, put the lid on top of the tub, and you put it somewhere where the rats are going anyway. So for me, it might be in the middle of my former onion patch or the next onion patch that I can tell that they're working on. And they go in there. They go in there overnight. They find it. And the reason why you have the opening an inch from the bottom is they're going to kick that stuff around. And they eat it because they're epigenetically programmed to go for white powder. okay? And this epigenetic programming is ancient, going back thousands of years. So if it's a white powder and it looks like flour, they're going to eat it. If it tastes like flour, even vaguely like flour, they're going to eat it. And there's other things that you could mix with the flour if you had it. One would be cement, and another would be plaster of Paris. And I've heard of people mixing Nurofen. I don't know, I guess you probably do have Nurofen, paracetamol. That, I don't know, because once again it gets into the area where if the dog finds that the rat's been killed by a Nurofen or a paracetamol overdose, then is it going to poison the dog if the dog eats that carcass? I don't know, and I'm not willing to risk it because I love my little dogs. And that's my solution, and it's actually working because every morning I go around and I check the traps that have been taken, and, you know, the bait stations, the baits have been reduced, they've been taken. And the reason why it works is everybody's familiar with what happens if you spoon something like baking soda into Coca-Cola, for example. Okay, the reason why that foams up is because the baking soda is alkaline and the Coca-Cola is acidic. Well, the inside of a rat's stomach is acidic and rats can't burp. And they also have problems breaking wind out of their rear. They eat the baking soda, they cannot expel the wind, and their little guts explode.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, we're talking about the Civilization and Collapse Part 2. I'm talking about rats. And Gwyneth is absolutely right. A 50-50 mixture of flour and baking soda will kill them. And class, you could do the same thing with sugar. You could use flour because it's white. You can use the baking soda. Baking soda is the key ingredient there. Or you can mix sugar and baking soda, and same thing will happen. It will kill the rats. And in the same line of thinking, as we go down into decay and the collapse of civilization, roaches increase in population. And roaches really want to be clean. They literally do, and they clean themselves a lot. And you can tell. You can tell if you go into a house and it smells like there's a natural gas leak, there's one of two things. There's either a gas leak or they have roaches. Same smell. Same smell. And you find this in city homes. And how do roaches get there? Well, they come in the paper bags that you get at the supermarket, the grocery store. They get in the folds of the paper bags because roaches seem to thrive where there's food. And in the food warehouses that store the food before the supermarkets get their deliveries, the roaches hop on in the boxes. They live in the holes of the corrugated boxes. They seem to thrive there, and there's plenty of food. And then they make their way to the back room of the supermarkets, and they make their way into the boxes and the master cartons. They get to your house, and then they thrive there, too. And then, you know, if you have friends visit you, they have roach eggs on their feet, and they come in, and the roach eggs end up in your house, and then the roaches thrive, and that's how they get there. Well, one way of getting rid of the roaches is boric acid. And boric acid is a white powder. It's deemed not harmful to humans and some other animals. But if you have a small amount in the pathway of a roach when they come out at night, it sticks to their feet, it sticks to their antennae and their bodies, and they clean themselves. And the boric acid is toxic to their digestive system and to their nervous system, and within a day or so, maybe 2 days, they die. So within 3 days of the application of boric acid, you will start seeing fewer roaches. So these are all indications of society and civilization in collapse. Gwyneth, you want to talk about money?
Yeah. I will. Just one final indicator, weevils. I've recently went into a new area of flower storage and it's utterly infested with weevils. And it's kind of disappointing that it's once again, you cannot rely on your food stores. And what people used to do about weevils was they used to sift their flour. So I'm sifting them out. And that's the reason why it says often, especially in old recipe books, sift the flour into the sugar. It wasn't just to get nice air into the flour, although it does that. It's to sift out the weevils. Because before the days of refrigeration, all the flour had weevils in it. And because I don't have refrigeration, unfortunately, that's what's happened here. You cannot rely on your stored food. But yes, I'll get into the money thing now because this is something that is a real issue. You need to figure out how you're going to do what you're going to do when you don't have any money. Because such a high proportion of what we do these days relies on money. People use, or currency, I'll call it currency. People use currency to pay for their electricity and their gas. They use currency to buy fuel for their automobile so that they can travel. And they use currency to pay off the man, the government, so that they don't lose their accommodation. They use currency to pay rent. They use currency to buy food. And that means that basically all of their life systems, and in a lot of places, including here in Australia, they use currency to buy their water. And if you don't pay your water bill, your water will get cut off to your house. And that might seem jaw-dropping to a lot of people who are not in that circumstance, but I assure you, here in Australia, it's absolutely true. If you don't pay your water bill, they will absolutely shut your water off. And what are you going to do then? With no water running to your house, no electricity, no gas, no roof, no accommodation, no rent. What are you going to do then? You've got to start figuring out these things now. I can hear music again, Vincent.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real problem. And businesses all over the country in the United States are trying to figure out ways of getting more currency from each customer. They really are.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.